Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of the virtues of the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. As explained, that these times people are preoccupied either with sleep or with business. But despite that, they take out time and they perform the Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept extra favors. Allah ta'ala has kept great benefit for a person to that reads his Fajr Salah, reads his Asr Salah, and he makes a little bit extra effort, but yet Allah Ta'ala is willing to give him so much. So it's foolish when a person is in his business, for example, and he thinks there's a deal that I'm going to do, there are customers that are coming, there's so much of deals, but he's forgetting it to him, he's forgetting within himself, he's forgetting, he's not aware, he's unconscious. He's not alive to the fact that there's a much, much bigger deal happening at that time, Asr time in the masjid. And if only I go to the masjid, I can strike a much bigger deal than the deal that I'm about to do in my business. So therefore it is intelligent for a person at the time of Asr Salah, it come what may, I must be in the masjid. And he should be there early also. So we did so many ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us the virtues of the Asr Salah and the Fajr Salah. So today's hadith is a short hadith. An Burayda radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man taraka salat al-asri faqad habita amalu, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Burayda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who omits the Asr Salah in fact has destroyed his actions. One who misses out, one who leaves out Asr Salah has actually destroyed his actions. Now ulama explain what is meant by this. لَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. Man has left out Asr Salah, he has destroyed his action. So the explanation that are given is that by a person leaving out Salah, especially the Asr Salah, a major sin which will destroy the rewards of the action. Person left out the Asr Salah, he did not read it. Now what happened? This is a major sin. So this major sin will have an effect of destroying the rewards of that action. That action of the Asr Salah, he destroyed it by leaving it out. So that is one explanation. Another explanation is, one who regards leaving out the Asr Salah is permissible, destroys all his good actions. How he destroys all his good actions? When a person, something known as istihlal, when a person takes something that is haram, he takes it to be halal. For example, I take pork to be halal to eat. I take wine to be halal to drink. Knowing that it's not, I know it's not permissible, but I take it as though, you know, it's halal, it's okay, I can do it. When a person has this action, now this is kufr. And when a person goes to kufr, then all his actions, all his good deeds are wasted. فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. He has destroyed all his good actions. So this is the second explanation. He takes it to be permissible, and I can leave out my Asr Salah. He knows that it's not permissible, but he's taking it. It's okay, there's no problem, there's no guna, it's halal for me to leave it out. So now he's destroyed all his good actions. That's the second explanation. And the third explanation that ulama give is that a person who leaves out Asr Salah due to worldly engagement, due to some worldly engagement, he was busy in his shop, busy in his business, busy in his office, busy in his practice, whatever it may be. He was busy, so he left out his Asr Salah. Ulama explained that whatever worldly engagement he was doing, whatever business he was doing, whichever patient or client he was seeing to, whatever action, whatever benefit would have came from that action of his, whatever benefit, فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ, he has destroyed that action of. Even he would have got some worldly benefit, he would have got some profits from there, he would have got some amounts from there, whatever it is, that also, فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ, he has destroyed that action also. So even that is also lost. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. It's not a small thing for a person just to leave out that Salah, especially Fajr Salah and especially Asr Salah. Every Salah is important, every Salah has virtue, but we must go out of our way to see that these two are not, we don't become maghloob, as the hadith may explain. We don't get overpowered when it comes to these two Salahs. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.